Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
An NFL tunnel interaction that won't lead to discipline, but definitely noteworthy. Lamar Jackson autographing the fan sign, giving him depth. Here's the sign. Ravens, pay him now. Wow.
Oh, come on, man.
This week, Aaron Rodgers, after the week he had at Buffalo. Giants, after the start they had at Seattle. And yes, a little series I like to call the World Series. Let's go. I am World Series. Let's go.
My sign would say, feed me now.
I was there when they came up with it.
Baltimore 27, Tampa 22. Is it over for Tom Brady and the Bucs? I mean, this is a question we've asked before. We ask it again. It's the pall and the fog and the sulk over this offense and this team right now, the misses Brady had over the last couple of weeks. Yes, there are drops. Yes, there are dropped interceptions. So last week, I had one of four saying it's over. I ask you now, Courtney Cronin, is it over for Tom Brady and the Bucs? What'd you see last night?
What I saw is Tom Brady's stat line, 26 of 44 passing, 325 yards and a touchdown, was not at all reflective of how off he looked. He overthrew Mike Evans in the end zone early in the game, threw a ball into the turf in the third quarter, and then on back-to-back plays in the fourth quarter, he overthrows Kyle Rudolph in the end zone, and then again misfires to get Mike Evans right at the goal line. So to me, this is Tom Brady not looking like the Tom Brady of old, and I'm okay at this point of the season, knowing what we saw yesterday, saying that it's over for Tom Brady. And it really worries me about this NFC South, Tony, that we're going to have 2014 all over again, that it's going to take 7 wins for a team to win that division. Mm-hmm. That's scary. Mm-hmm.
But that team could be Tampa, and then Tom Brady would be in the postseason, and then would it not be over for him? Monica McNutt.
By your equation, Tony, I mean, technically, but they limp into the postseason and likely get bounced because this team is just not good, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. And so I think when you look at it in totality, yes, Tom Brady has looked tough, but the defense hasn't been what they've been expected to be. Mike Evans, who was sort of a safety blanket, hasn't had the same level of success. I mean, last year, he was able to get open or catch 50% of passes when he was covered tightly. This year, that number's down to 30%. So there's all these things going on with the Buccaneers. It's not just Tom Brady. He's a huge piece of the puzzle. This team is going nowhere.
Ramona Shelburne, what'd you see last night?
I'm going to take you all the way back to the fall of 2020 when we had a very similar conversation tone. Mm-hmm. The Buccaneers were 7-5, mm-hmm. not looking like they were going anywhere. Those of us in the media, oh, is he done? Should he have ever left New England? Is he the same quarterback? They won the Super Bowl.
Okay.
There was a long time left. And the similarities between these two teams are right there. Tom's been through a lot in his personal life and his professional life. The roster has sort of fallen apart around him. It's not a very good football team, but the trade deadline is next week. There's still great receivers out there on the open market like Odell Beckham Jr. I mean, there are things they can do to build that team back up.
Mm-hmm. And Woody Page.
I'd like to roll the tape from Ramona talking about that in 2020 and see what she said then.
All right, Woody, well played.
I would say this about Tom Brady. We have dismissed him in the past, and we were too premature on that. But watching that game last night, I thought he's finished. I saw Peyton Manning at the end of his career, how he went downhill his final season, but they won the Super Bowl 50 because of the defense. And that defense in Tampa Bay, as Monica pointed out, when they lost Shaq Barrett last night, that's their best defensive player. They're not going anywhere because their offensive line is not any good. They've got no running game. Fournette rushed for, what, 24 yards last night? They've got no defense. The special teams is not special. We saw Tom Brady trying to run last night. night. When was the last time you ever saw that? You knew that wasn't going to go well. He's never been this many multiple games under 500 in his entire career. Why is that? Well, he's a major share of that. It's not over, but it's close to being over.
Gordy Cronin back in.
Well, it's just all the excuses that people give Tom Brady. The offensive line's terrible and they're not blocking. Oh, his receivers are in and out of the lineup. I mean, I heard on the broadcast last night that they were trying to justify the overthrow to Kyle Rudolph just because Rudolph's only played 9 snaps this season. Tom Brady's got to make that throw. A lot of this is on the deficiencies of this team, but a lot more of it's on the quarterback.
Let's talk about the quarterback on the other side. Lamar Jackson autographing that fan sign, giving up the dap, and the sign says, again, Ravens, pay him now. I thought that was spicy. I love that. Lamar is allowed to celebrate with that sign. Right, Ramona? Lamar is having the season he's supposed to be having now. I mean, there was those turnovers problems, but did he correct it last night?
That's one game. Look, my coach always used to tell me, don't ask the coach to bat a certain position in the lineup. You know, I don't think you talk about contract situations. Once you made a decision to go into the season and table those contract discussions for later, let your play speak for itself. He's been great this year. You can make an argument through the first part of the year that he could be in the MVP discussion with how good he has been. Yes, there's been turnovers and giving away double-digit leads, but he's been great. Just let your play do the talking. You don't need to point
There was out. A banned phrase in there, Ramona. So, yes, you want to have the discussion? We're in the discussion already. Welcome to the discussion. Monica McNutt on maybe Lamar with the sign or what you saw from the Ravens last night.
Ramona, I'm disappointed, friend. You've got 2 beautiful little ones at home. Signs are just another way of communicating what we already know.
Okay.
This man wants to get paid. It was a great fan moment. He's feeling good after closing out a win. We know they've had a tricky history in terms of not being able to close out leads this season. This was a duh thing. We already know this about Lamar. I think it's a great connected moment with the fan.
Courtney, what you see from the Ravens last night in the victory?
I mean, they're a 5-3 team. They're atop the AFC North. And Lamar had one of his most efficient games as a quarterback this season. It's the second time that he's completed 70% of his passes in a game. So if there's any time for him to be lobbying for himself, right now is that time.
Got past the growing pains of the turnovers in the fourth quarter, the second half collapses this team. Woody Page, how about you?
Oh, I think that when they had 8 games this year, when they've had double-digit leads, that's only happened twice in the last decade or so, and it happened with Tom Brady when he was with the Patriots, and yet the Ravens have given up those leads 3 times this year, so why not celebrate, and why not bring that kid into the conspiracy theory that he might put him on the payroll when he gets the big numbers? I think that was a great idea to have that sign up there at the end.
We've been horned. We'll move on. Phillies Astros finally tonight. You know Philadelphia's ready. You know Houston's ready. You know why we're here. By regular season wins, Astros 19 more. This is the most lopsided matchup in 116 years. This tweet, I love this tweet so much. This is the best baseball analysis I've heard all year. The Houston Astros are a perfectly engineered baseball machine of death. No one in their right mind would challenge. But the Philadelphia Phillies are that sign can't stop me because I can't read personified. Bravo, Panasonic DX4500. Ramona Shelburne, start tonight and then we'll go series. What will be the deciding factor, game 1, Verlander versus Nola?
Well, Verlander has been great in the playoffs, but not especially in the World Series over the course of his career. I think the Phillies just need to get 1 game in Houston. If they get 1 game and go back to Philly, where they have 3 in a row, this is 2-3-2 format. That's a huge for them in this series. But the only thing I worry about the Phillies is this long layoff. They have that quality the Braves had last year. A team that really shouldn't even be in the playoffs. They're the 3rd wild card team, but they get hot at the right time. We've been off since last Sunday. How does that affect you going into it? But I don't know. I've picked the Phillies early on. I'm going to stick with it. There was a part of me that wanted to bring this up because I'm so often right about things like this. So way back in there, I just had a feeling, Tone. Do you remember at the beginning of the playoffs?
What's happening here? Yes.
You know, I like the Phillies. I just like this. I like their pitching. Zach Wheeler, Aaron Nola. They are just the type of pitchers that can win in the postseason.
Wait. You're rolling tapes now, Ramona?
I get to do that. I'm in charge now.
I'm impressed that you coordinated all that, and I'm impressed with the pick of the Phillies. Does that mean you're picking Philadelphia for the series?
Yeah, look, if they get one of these games, I like the two-team format. And Bryce Harper, this is where he has been destined to go since the day he was on the Sports Illustrated cover. He's having the series of his
playoffs. Wow, Ramona. All right, she's got Philadelphia. Let's go. 40, how about you?
I agree. I've got Philly in this, and I know that that's not the popular pick. You know, nationally, everyone's picking the Astros because of how deep their pitching is, but Philly's got bats. And on top of that, going back to that tweet of just how improbable this was for Philly to make it to this stage, they were the last team from the National League into the playoffs. They started out every series on the road, but they're getting hot at the right time. Bryce Harper, whatever fire he caught coming off injury, it seems to be working. 18 hits, 11 of which have gone for extra bases for him in the postseason. And on top of that, you know, he's like the perfect catalyst for this team because you've got Rhys Hoskins, you've got Kyle Schwarber, you've got the power behind Bryce Harper to continue this thing up.
So you've got Philadelphia as well because they got hot at the right time.
Philly in six.
Houston, by the way, hasn't lost this postseason. They're undefeated in the playoffs. That might be some heat. Monica McNutt, bring you in.
I mean, if we're going to bring up times that we brought up things that were right, Gonzaga was, like, undefeated. They got smoked by Baylor. Remember when I said
we're not doing this. What is happening on this show right now?
All right, listen. I got to go with my girls, though. I agree. I think Philly's improbable run, they are playing with house money, and that's no pressure on them. Listen, Ramona brought up Verlander's stats. Like, he's 0 for 6, and it starts with a 5.68 ERA. So, like, if the Phillies' bats can hit, and I'm not mad at Bryce Harper anymore for not being a career-long Washington National, they've got a chance. Why not? Everybody's counting them out, including Woody, because I saw your face already, Woody.
Okay, yeah, we're going to go to Woody now, but that's three. Three taking Philadelphia in this series. I love it. Woody, now the floor is yours, please.
For 20 years, I've been saying on this program, guys, I have to straighten you out.
There you go.
Well, this will be the first time I say, ladies, I have to straighten you out. You don't know what you're talking about. Houston Astros are the best team in baseball. In fact, about rolling the tape, Ramona, let's talk about when you picked the Dodgers to down the Padres. And you want to come here with the Phillies today? Don't throw that at me. Yeah, you're talking about all those hitters and how much they've come back. Guess what? They're not going to come back against the Astros. Have you seen that bullpen, ladies? They have five guys that have given up only three runs in the postseason. The Phillies are not going to have any comebacks against that bunch. They've got a great foursome in the rotation, and they are going to win it for Dusty Baker. This is his one.
Finally, the name Dusty Baker comes up. I do appreciate that.
Okay.
I am floored. I am gobsmacked. Three ticket Philadelphia and Woody, the lone voice of Houston. Baseball fans, though, there was some quibbling over, the playoffs are so random, the good teams never get there. Well, now you got one super surprise in Philadelphia and then one Houston Astros team trying to win it. Can't ask for anything more than that. We'll be back. Fire sale on the other side.
Oh, my goodness.
Around the Horn is presented by the refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
What's up, kiddos? I'm Clinton Yates of Around the Horn. Whenever I go to cover games or attend events in Los Angeles, I'm always keeping my eye out for the best-dressed person in the room. I saw Diego Luna at the Andor red carpet launch event, Star Wars, folks, and he looked head of state fresh. Now you can also be that person, too, whether you're sitting courtside, attending a fancy dinner, or going to a wedding. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million for way, way less. They start at just $4.99. With Indochino, you can design the suit of your dreams and fine-tune every detail, including lapels, linings, monograms, pocket flaps, etc. A tailored fit from home. Set up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose customizations without even leaving the house. Look your best this wedding season at the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code HORN to get 10% off any purchase of $3.99 or more. That's INDOCHINO.com, promo code HORN.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Seaport, brought to you by Chase.
Luka's no look. You can't stop yes looking at Luka's no look. But for me, was it even the best pass of the week? Tuesday's pass from his butt from the ground. I love that one, too. Last night for Doncic, 41 points, 11 rebounds, 14 assists in the win over the Nets. Dallas 2-2, Brooklyn 1-4. Ramona, what do you take away from a monster game like that?
Ooh, remember when we were worried that they missed Jalen Brunson? That they needed another co-star along with Luka. Like, he is good enough to carry this team on his own, and he's just fulfilling this picture that we've all had for him of this is the guy who is the closest to LeBron James that we have in this league in the sense that he can control the game the way he does as a point guard. It's unbelievable at 23 years old how he's carrying this team. And the only thing, though, I'm watching that highlight. You showed me four times. What is Ben Simmons doing? Like, I know Luka had a great game and 41 points.
Here we go. I mean, you
points,
can't have a Nets conversation without asking that. Monica McNutt, please. You can answer that.
Oh, golly. Everybody just don't ask about Ben Simmons. We just got to wait it out. Luka Doncic, though, I mean, he's taking the next step in his game, right? Like, the only conversation about him last year in terms of his decision making was about his fitness or conditioning moving forward. And so, to me, his ability to see the floor, his playmaking, and it speaks to the chemistry of this Dallas Mavericks squad. They're having fun early.
Courtney Cronin.
He was plus 20 in 40 minutes last night, and without question, the best player on the floor, a floor that also had Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant
yeah,
on it. So I don't think that my Luka Doncic for MVP campaign is taking off too early. You can go ahead and throw
there
him in the
mix. There it is, right there. All right, there we go.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, four games in, you get an MVP already. And it's not Giannis. Woody Page, how about you?
Yeah, we're already talking about MVP candidates a week in. What about the two-time MVP? He throws passes like that. But when you do have a plus 20 in a close game like that and you outscore both Irving and Durant, they each had 37, 39. He went for 41. He is off to an incredible start. I think he's lost weight, but I can't prove it.
Oh, yeah, so I mean, I don't know what that means, but the fitness you're talking about. So, Monica, the over the head pass or the one from his seat? Which one's the better pass?
It's over the head easily.
Momo?
It's over the head easily.
Oh, I like the one from his seat. Yeah. That's
bounce pass.
That's
baby.
Much better.
Bounce pass. Pocket pass.
That was a bounce pass.
Yeah.
Most people get a traveling call on that. Luka gets an assist.
McNutt, sorry, you were just a shooter in your career. Sorry. Okay. Distribute the ball a little bit. We'll move on. Buy or sell to a Ja'Marr Chase hip injury. Thought is out 4 to 6 weeks. And this is right when Cincinnati's offense started clicking. We saw Baltimore get another win last night. So Cincinnati, Monday night versus Cleveland and then Carolina and then bye week. Woody, how big of a problem is this Chase injury for the Bengals?
I'm telling that it's going to be a gigantic problem because they do have the two T's in T and Tyler, and I think they'll do the job and fill in well. But I see them going out and getting another wide receiver during this period, and one of the candidates, Odell Beckham, of course, is out there, but Jerry Jeudy of the Broncos is somebody they're going to take a hard look at.
The man in Denver making that observation. Courtney Cronin, how about you?
I think it is a huge issue. He's too explosive, he's too dominant, and they really don't have another deep threat on this team outside of T. Higgins. Tyler Boyd is a slot receiver, and I'm not saying he can't be that guy, but they've got to change what they're doing if they want to continue to run as much 11 personnel as they do. They've got to become a more intermediate passing game because the rest of those receivers on the roster, I'm not sure if you've seen it, but it's not a very solid depth chart. I'm with Woody. They
really?
Better be active at the trade deadline.
So you're hitting a panic button, it sounds like. You got to make a trade.
Oh, I am sounding the alarm. I am very worried about this injury.
I would have thought Cincinnati had the best trio of receivers before the Chase injury in the league, right? Who's better than Chase, Boyd, and Higgins? They lose one. It's still Monica McDonough. You as panicked as Courtney?
I'm probably split the difference between Courtney and Woody. I think this is a big deal, but not just because of their schedule and what he brings to the field. 4 to 6 weeks on a hip injury? Like, this is the kind of thing that lingers. This is the guy that clearly relies on his ability to be explosive to do what he does. I'm concerned about the timeline.
And Ramona Shelburne.
I'm concerned, too, because he is a gravitational force on the football field. Mm-hmm. That deep threat opens up everything else. That's why Joe Mixon has room to run. That's why those slot receivers have the underneath. When you don't have your deep threat, that changes the whole offense.
Courtney, on the 4 to 6 weeks, you raised an eyebrow when you heard that.
Yeah, because what we're hearing is that he might be able to heal more quickly than others. At least that's what's being put out there. I think that that's a really slippery slope to walk, and you just can't underestimate the timeline that it could take somebody to heal.
That was
your receiver.
I saw
your
that
lower
too, right?
body to run up the
they
field.
They said
that's
his physicalness and his body is so perfect that he'll be able to heal quicker. That's putting
well,
up. Yeah.
He does most things more quickly than others, so why not heal?
Ramona Shelburne, Monica, thank you for your time today. Woody Page, Courtney Cronin. Showdown, 2 minutes.
Back by popular demand.
Swimsuit, check. Sunscreen, check. Phone charger, check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Around the Horn is presented by the refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Only one game on schedule this week between two teams with winning records. Anybody know what it is?
No.
Giants.
Woody said no. The Giants are on the screen there. And Courtney, yes, here's your bonus points. Giants at Seahawks.
Wow, huh?
And the Jets host the Patriots, Woody. What New York team has more to prove this weekend?
The only team in New York, Tony. That would be the Buffalo Bills. The other two play in New Jersey. And they're
going
to win
Woody.
By more than 11 points against those Packers who are fading.
All right. I guess you could throw Buffalo in there too, Courtney. Which New York team most to prove this weekend?
I'm taking the Jets. The Giants are proven right now. The Jets have to figure out how to right the ship against a Patriots team they've lost 12 straight times to. They do it without Breece Hall, without Corey Davis, and Elijah Vera.
Yes, Buffalo, the only team that plays in New York. You're right there, Woody. And certainly the best of those teams. But those other ones have a record here that you got to take them seriously. We'll move on. College football, week 9. And a question for you, Courtney. Will any undefeated go down this weekend? Here's a lineup. Ohio State at Penn State, TCU at West Virginia, Georgia versus Florida, Tennessee hosting Kentucky, Michigan hosting Michigan State. Court?
Woody's not going to like this, but I'm saying that Kentucky will upset Tennessee. They're 2-1 against ranked opponents this season, and I think that Tennessee might be looking ahead to Georgia next week.
Okay. Oh, all right, Woody.
You are so totally wrong. I don't know what you're doing on this program today to talk about Tennessee in a bad way. Just because they're next to last in pass defense in the entire country, they're not going to lose. None of them are going to lose.
Okay, all right. The one piece of information you gave was how bad Tennessee is against the Fed. Courtney, take the 30 seconds of FaceTime.
Cooper Kupp is right. All games should be played on grass. We saw a couple non-contact knee injuries, DK Metcalf and JC Jackson last week. I am shocked that the NFLPA has not lobbied for all NFL stadiums to have grass as the surface that teams are playing on. It works in soccer. It should be the case in the NFL.
Courtney Cronin, win number 6 today. Thank you for that. All right. 71 half-hour break for us when we return on Monday. It's our annual Halloween extravaganza. Oh. Sarah Spain putting it all on the line. She's been the champ recent years. And the return of Israel Gutierrez to Halloween.
Oh.
We'll see you Monday.
Is it going to be spooky?
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.